Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. There's been no claim of responsibility for Thursday's car bombing, which followed the New Year's shooting rampage at a nightclub in Istanbul where 39 people were killed. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Reports say authorities are closing in on a gunman who has been at large since the shooting. Top U.S. spy chiefs have testified the evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the U.S. presidential election. National Intelligence Director James Clapper spoke before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
President-elect Donald Trump, who has made no secret of his admiration of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said he has serious doubts Russia was involved in the hacking. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says President-elect Trump's administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria and helping end the war. The recommendations came in a memo that Carter, like other cabinet secretaries, prepared to highlight what their departments achieved during the 8-year presidency of Barack Obama. The documents released Thursday, along with a letter from Mr. Obama about 2 weeks before Mr. Trump takes office. This is VOA News.